Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
The power of giving. And I think that's such an incredibly important thing. Really, this should be part of your financial plan, is the power of giving. Because it helps us, you know, it's not about the money. You know, they asked J.D. Rockefeller how much money's enough, and he said a little bit more. So it's never enough. So when we get out of ourselves and give to other things, it really changes our perspective on money and life balance. And that's something we see consistently, especially in younger people, is balancing all of that. But I think we all deal with that. You know, Winston Churchill said, "We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we give." And I just think that is so true. 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 8, when we talk about the power of giving that's referenced in the Bible, "Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to bless you abundantly, so that in all things at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work." And that's where I talked earlier about the blessings we get back from giving. So I just think it's a critical part of a financial plan. I think this is a great time of year to be discussing that as we head into the week before Christmas, to just kind of talk about the impact we can have. Now, I do want to give some tips. How can we make the most of our gifts when we make financial gifts? We talked earlier in the show about picking charitable organizations, things like transparency and impact, sustainability, fiscal responsibility. What about the benefits the IRS provides for us? You know, when Congress wrote the Internal Revenue Code, they give us incentives. They kind of are saying, we understand that for the most part, charitable organizations can be more efficient with our money than the government can. So we're going to give tax incentives to give charitably. So I want to mention a couple of big things in terms of how you can make not only an impact for charity, but how can you also save on your taxes, because we have that incentive. Now, one is if you're over age 70 and a half, and this is certainly if you're 72 or older, you absolutely should be looking at doing qualified charitable distributions where you give directly from your IRA to the charity, and it is not a taxable distribution. You can do that once you turn 70 and a half. And it does come out of your IRA non-taxable, but 72 is when we have to start taking those RMDs and pay tax on them. Well, if you have some money from your RMD given directly to the charity, it comes straight off of your taxable income. You know, if we look at the most powerful ways financially to give to impact our own taxes, if we can give assets that we haven't paid taxes on to begin with, that's even better. You know, if I give $100 from my bank account, I've already paid tax on that $100. But if I give $100 from my IRA, it's really not worth $100 to me because I have to pay the income tax first. If I'm in a 24% tax bracket, that's only worth $76 to me, but it is worth $100 to the charity. So we kind of bypass IRS altogether. The other option that can be very powerful, giving assets that you haven't paid taxes on yet, is appreciated assets like stocks or mutual funds or ETFs. You know, if you've invested $10,000 in a stock and it's worth $20,000, if you give that stock to charity, not only do you get the tax deduction, you also don't have to pay the long-term capital gains tax on the $10,000 of growth. So you get a double whammy. You avoid the tax, and you get a tax deduction. Powerful. Now, long-term gains when we sell a stock are more friendly to us tax-wise than ordinary income on an IRA distribution. So a good financial plan's got to consider what's the most tax-efficient thing to do if you're 72 or older. But the bottom line is there are a lot of great ways that we can give to organizations financially that can make tremendous impact that can also help us have more money to keep and pay less in taxes. So charitable giving and the power of giving is a basic part of a financial plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting broganfinancial.com.